Hi, I'm Mike Barton, an audit manager from the Chicago region, speaking with Pat Kelly, a senior auditor in the Columbus, Ohio office. Pat, your team recently completed an audit of health insurance issuers that participate in the Consumer Operated and Oriented Plan, or co-op program. Can you start by telling us, what is a co-op?
Sure. The co-op program was established under the Affordable Care Act to expand the number of health insurance options available in states. A co-op is a consumer-governed, nonprofit issuer of health insurance.
Okay. So what was the objective of your audit?
The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, awarded approximately $2 billion in loans to establish 24 co-ops in 24 states. We wanted to determine if actual enrollment and profitability met the initial projections submitted by the co-ops.
What did you find?
We found that member enrollment and profitability for most co-ops were considerably lower than initially projected, which might limit the co-op's ability to repay loans.
What type of loans did CMS award the co-ops?
CMS awarded the co-ops two types of loans, startup loans and solvency loans. Startup loans were five-year loans to assist with the cost for beginning operations, and solvency loans were 15-year loans to establish savings for unexpected costs.
Can you tell us about the selection process for awarding loans to co-ops?
Yes, CMS required each co-op to submit a loan application that included information used to predict the co-op's likelihood of success and its ability to repay the loans. The application provided projections on the number of enrolled members and profitability per year, so CMS used those projections to determine the amount of loan funds that were awarded to each co-op.
So, how did the co-op's actual enrollment compare to their projection in the loan application?
As of December 31st, 2014, half of the co-ops had less than 50% of their projected enrollment, and five of those co-ops had less than 10% of projected enrollment.
Okay, enrollments didn't meet projections. Were the co-ops profitable?
Maine was the only profitable co-op. The others were not profitable, and more than half had losses of at least $15 million. For most of the co-ops, the cost of medical claims exceeded revenue from premiums, so there wasn't enough money to meet administrative and operating expenses.
Have the losses impacted the co-op program? And do you have any examples from the audit?
Yes, there are two examples. First, CMS terminated the loan agreement with the Iowa-Nebraska co-op in February 2015 because of significant losses and insufficient funds to cover unexpected costs. Second, the Tennessee co-op recently froze enrollment due to significant losses and concerns about how it would meet unexpected costs.
What did OIG recommend to CMS to address these program challenges?
Well, we recommended and CMS agreed to place underperforming co-ops on enhanced oversight or corrective action plans, to establish criteria on when the co-op should be closed, and to recover any remaining loan funds.
Do you plan to conduct any follow-up audits?
Yes, we plan to continue monitoring the co-ops to ensure that the program works the way that it's supposed to and that co-ops can meet their obligations to repay loans and to provide coverage to enrollees.
We look forward to those results. Thank you for sharing this important work on the co-op program.